Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump calls for unity in his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress.
There is a new opportunity in American politics if only we have the courage together to seize it.
He says about caravans of Central American migrants heading toward the U.S.
I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught.
That got groans from some Democrats. Former Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams delivered the Democrats' response.
Even as I am very disappointed by the president's approach to our problems, I still don't want him to fail. But we need him to tell the truth and to respect his duties and respect the extraordinary diversity that defines America.
This is Fox News.
This is a very important one for me to hear. This lesson from Barney.
Hey, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about household disinfectants.
Uh-huh.
Your mommy disinfects, but it has some side effects. It's killing bacteria in your gut, and that gives you a big butt. Household cleaners are killing your good bacteria and making you a fatty. If your floors and toilets sparkle like the sun, you would even risk licking it with your tongue. That means you will be much plumper and your thighs will cause the thunder. You'll probably have diabetes for your dung. Dirty up your house, kids, or someday you'll be as big as one. Barney loves you.
The State of the Union. Everyone watched to see what sort of shape our country is in. Greg Budell, what do you think our president was saying during the address?
All is well!
Jay Scott, what did you get from the speech?
When the going gets tough!
I love it.
The tough get going!
Emily Hayes, what do you think about Robert Mueller and his continuing investigation?
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, can you comment on the Democrats' credibility? And Rich Thomas, How do you think the American people could reel in Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and make them easier to work with?
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
There you have it. The State of the Union. And now the State of the Morning Show. Stand by for three men.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
And a lady.
I hope everybody is enjoying these steaks. I rubbed it with asbestos.
Yummy!
Put it on the grill. Just trying different things, you know? Three men and a lady. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, the one, the only, the... Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Very mild out there this morning. In fact, we've been in the mid-60s all morning long. And if we don't get cooler than 61, follow me here, we're going to break a weird record. It's called a record high minimum. I know. Only meteorologists care about stuff like this. In other words... We're at 65 now. The warmest we've ever been for an overnight low, you with me so far, is 61 in 1991. So it looks like we're going to break that record.
Oh, wow.
I think that's significant.
Yeah. The record high for today looks safe, I think. I've got us 78, maybe sneaking a little bit above 78. The record high is 82. Mostly cloudy today, but a few breaks of sun, enough to get us up to about 78 at least. Tonight's very mild again, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, at least partial sunshine. Good chance of a record high tomorrow. The record high is 82. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. The record high is 81 in 1957. I think we'll be around 82 tomorrow. Showers come in late tomorrow night, early Friday, as a cold front moves through. Big temperature crash on Friday. We'll be 25 to 30 degrees colder on Friday than Thursday.
That's crazy.
I know. High temperature may be 56, but temperatures will fall through the day. It'll be windy. 37 by Saturday morning. Cool sunshine. Maybe mid to upper 50s Saturday. A little warmer. Low 60s Sunday. Slight chance of a shower. And in the low 70s again by Monday. Right now this morning. With 65 degrees and cloudy skies, a little fog in some areas. When we have southeast wind 6 miles per hour, the time is 6:12.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Time to take some calls.
Well, that's going to be very hard to do because the phone is upside down.
Whoa! What is that about?
What? I don't know.
And then his headphone jack was broken this morning, the main one.
What happened to you?
Your headphone jack was broken?
Yeah, did you see the note from Terry? It's been fixed already. I had an engineer fix it for you already. Oh. The main headphone jack was the wire.
Goes on here during clearing the air anyway.
Oh,
they have wild parties. This is Ron for Rich.
Hey, hi.
Ron, you there?
Morning.
Yes. Hey, Ron, you're on.
Okay. Hey, just got a question for you, meteorologist. Is the weather on the east coast of Florida, is it normally during the winter, the colder months, December, January, February, is it more colder there than inland in Florida, say like Orlando and Waterford, Winterport?
Not a significant difference, but they do get cold fronts in the wintertime. Ask Emily, who went to St. Augustine. No, not a significant difference, but the peninsula is very warm right now with a big high over it. But there are cold air intrusions. But to answer your specific question, is the East Coast warmer than some of the inland areas? Maybe slightly in the morning lows, but generally speaking, not much.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. Appreciate it.
You mentioned our record low minimum.
Yes. Yes.
In 1993, following the storm of the century, as it was called.
Right.
I was there for the lowest high temperature ever recorded.
That's right. Record low.
Which
maximum.
Was 47.
Yeah.
And we had 20-mile-an-hour winds, and I'm telling you, that was a really, really cold day. And poor Goose, we were supposed to have a birthday party at C.B. Smith Park, and we had to cancel it because you needed a coat inside the house and outside. Nobody uses their heat down there.
One picture that resonates from Panama City, spring break had just begun,
and there's college kids on the beach, no shirt on, with snow flurries.
That's madness.
Years ago, I got a 3-day, 2-night thing at the Holiday Inn there on Panama City Beach. I needed to get away for a couple of days to de-stress. Well, it was in January, and the temperatures were, I think the highest was low 40s. So it was really weird to walk the beach with a heavy jacket on.
Right, you know? Right.
I mean, it was cold. It was also very windy. Wind chills there, too. Unusual things. So these last two Arctic blasts that we've had both made it all the way through the Florida Peninsula, because Janelle was telling me,
it's 70.
When it gets my poor delicate goose.
When it gets below 60 there, people are panicking. Oh, my God.
We loved it.
How long will the cold be here?
We would... It was awesome.
Yeah.
Little jacket, little walk around. It was great.
You know, usually when I'm down there for a few days at Christmas, I always hope that some type of a front gets through so that it's not hot. Hot Christmas. I mean, I know it's going to be warm. I got used to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to put on my red vest. I want to be Clark Griswold. And it's hard to do that when it's 85 outside.
Yeah. It brownouts in 83 at Christmas time.
It is 16 minutes after 6. Here is an idea for Valentine's Day. Perhaps your significant other, or you want to love somebody within the family who is tired of glasses and contact lenses. Why not consider the gift of vision restoration? Can you think of anything more meaningful than that? I cannot, frankly. And I was going to give it to me because I love me sometimes. I'm not real wild about myself after I sip cleaning fluid and things like that, but how'd that asbestos work out on your steaks today? It's good?
Mighty tasty. Just the right kind of sprinkling.
Is that why it was a little gristly?
No, I actually put some rubber bands to, you know, wrap the steaks up when I brought them in, so you may have been chewing on one of those. I cooked them along with the meat. Why not? Anyway, Montgomery Eye, the cost of LASIK continues to come down as the results continue to get better and better with the passing of time and technology improving. So if you're interested in doing it, or your loved one has said, boy, I'd really like to have that, kind of in a wistful way, make that dream come true. You can do care credit for qualified customers. And everybody that's interested has to go see the refractive surgery counselor to make sure that LASIK will restore the vision issue that needs correcting. That's a free appointment. You could do it easily on a lunch hour and still have time to grab a sandwich. 271-3804 is the number to call to make that appointment. No charge whatsoever. This is a practice with almost 75 years of experience, so their customer service is top-notch. That's Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK, 271-3804, or visit them online at onlinemep.com. All right, we got your local news, and then our most electrifying story of the morning.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State Auditor Jim Ziegler wants to bring back public hangings for anyone convicted of murdering a law enforcement officer. Ziegler wants President Trump to make it a federal offense to kill any law enforcement officer with a mandatory death penalty and put an end to 20 to 30 year delays in the execution of the death penalty. The Hoover police officer who shot and killed E.J. Bradford Jr. at the River Chase Galleria Thanksgiving night will not be charged. Attorney General Steve Marshall made the announcement Tuesday. To see his full report, visit alabamanews.net. And 22 new rifle-proof vests for police officers were donated to the Selma Police Department Tuesday. The money for the donation was raised through the Cemetery 5K and 1 Mile Fund Run. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news...
is Greg Budell.
All right, this has kind of been expected, so it may not be that electrifying, but officially, nobody will be hosting the Oscars this year. And why would you want that job to be? Because they'll be rooting through your Twitter history. Dang. They'll be checking out your high school yearbook to make sure they see if you said anything dumb that they can make a big fuss over.
Post in blackface, you know. Well, like you do in the 80s.
Yeah.
I forgot.
That situation in Virginia.
In medical school.
Hilarious. Why didn't me? I don't remember.
But like every other electrifying story, we have a little fun with it musically. Sing along with us, friends.
Stood about 3.5 feet.
But they looked
at his Twitter and cried. Cause they found controversy. Yeah, Kevin Hart, we wanted it to be you. But now you were such a dummy. Now nobody. Too bad for the Academy. Nobody to host. Say that stupid opening song and tell jokes to make us all groan. The celebs will have to make fun of themselves on their own. There's no one to take blame when the show runs long. Who will tell us it's time for commercial? Nobody. Too bad for the Academy.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty well done.
6:22 is the time. We're going to get to the traffic dungeon here in just a moment. For those of you who own a business or a large property or a big company property, you know, the first thing people see if they're coming to your business for the first time is how it looks on the outside. It kind of mirrors what people might expect to see on the inside. So it's important to have it well maintained. John Cato at J&S Professional Landscaping. If you have not made a decision on who's going to do that work for you this year, I urge you to call John at 202-8760 and ask for an estimate. I think you'll find that his pricing structure is very fair and his outcomes are consistently excellent. And there are so many people here in the building that have used John. And if you want a guy that works hard, busts butt, and does it exactly the way you want, Mr. Precision, when he did Mommy the Swami's hedges, they were works of art. And she's not gonna end up in a home for the easily pleased. She's a fuss when it comes to her landscaping. So take it from the Swami with a big giant J&S Professional Landscaping, 202-8760.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Thanks for reminding me. Timeline next with Rich.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is checked with all the authorities this morning, the local police, the county police, and the state troopers, and we don't see any accidents to slow you down. It's fine on I-65 and I-85 this morning. Going along there at a speed limit ride. No problems even on the boulevard this morning. A slight delay at the traffic lights, but there's no crowds out there at this time. If you're coming in from Prattville or Wetumpka this morning, no trouble on I-65, 31, or 231. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday. The weekday still trying to figure out why there's a D in the beginning. I mean, it doesn't even get pronounced.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Congratulations, River Region. We are living longer. This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Life and Legacy Series presented by the American Council for Asset Protection and Education Society. These classes are February 12th, February 19th, February 21st, and February 28th. Come learn how to not outlive your retirement. Also, if you're downsizing, whether it's to a nursing home, an assisted living, or just a smaller house, there'll be a speaker there providing tips and tricks on organizing and downsizing. And then I will be teaching you how to protect your life savings and providing strategies that can help you pay for long-term care and save your assets. Again, it's the Life and Legacy Series, February 12th, 19th, 21st, and 28th. Presented by the American Council for Asset Protection. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Marguerite's. And Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most people say they just don't have enough time to get things accomplished. Well, now there's an app that can actually help you find a lot of free time. And it's free. It's called the Mind Your Own Business app. The next time there's a situation and you foolishly want to get involved, go to the app, answer the quick, simple questions.
Is anyone directing this towards me? Do I have anything to do with this situation? Is this in any way any of my business?
And if you answered no to all, then go on with your day and mind your own business. The Mind Your Own Business app also tells you about community fundraisers so you can volunteer your time in something useful instead of something that doesn't pertain to you. Now you'll have a lot of time when you mind your own business.
I thought it was the 5th. Duh. It's the 6th. February with the timeline for this day in history. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right you are. That would make it the 37th day of the year with 328 days remaining. This is National Signing Day. That's a big deal in the world of sports. It's not as big as it used to be because now a lot of those decisions are made before and revealed before National Signing Day. But I know Nick Saban will be on TV today, and Gus Malzahn, and many coaches will be.
I just want to point out that I noticed this when I passed your office this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Unintentionally,
yeah.
I see that you are in orange and blue. I am in crimson today.
Oh, it had nothing to do.
Yeah. It's not what I was thinking when I was getting ready this morning.
And whenever I wear this shirt, people go, oh, Auburn. I go, what? Oh, I guess.
It's not orange. It's not an Auburn.
It's no. Anyway, it's Canadian Maple Syrup Day. What's wrong with the maple syrup that we got? It's National Frozen Yogurt Day.
It's syrup pretty good, is it?
I said pour pretty good.
It's National Chopsticks Day. You know, if I really needed to lose weight, all I have to do is just use chopsticks.
Believe it or not, as awkward as I am in those kind,
are you good?
Very good with chopsticks.
Right? Yes. Good. I guess if you got to do it, you got to do it. 1861, Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama. Delegates from South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia, and Louisiana convene right here in Montgomery to establish the Confederate States of America. First Capitol, same building, now our state capitol in Dexter. It looks amazingly similar in the pictures then to the pictures today. 1895. This is the day Babe Ruth born in Baltimore.
Yeah.
This is also the day that Ronald Reagan was born in 1911.
Oh, wow.
He was born in Tampico, Illinois.
Right near Dixon.
Is that, where's Dixon?
Southwest of Chicago.
Ah.
We had a talk about that in the afternoon show. Just before my grandpa passed, he wanted to go for a ride up to where he used to live.
Yeah.
Or grew up. When he was 14, he left home and became, not a hobo, but he used to hop railroad cars. And he wound up working on a Mississippi riverboat by lying about his age. But we're out in the middle of nowhere, and he says, pull over to that cornfield over there. So I get off the road onto the shoulder, and we get out to stretch, and he says, I was working in that cornfield right there when I saw my very first aeroplane in 1913.
That's cool.
I'll never forget that.
I love Ronald Reagan telling this story, and you got it pictured in Ronald Reagan style how he would tell it. Worked at WHO in Des Moines, and they would recreate the baseball games by wire. In other words, each pitch.
Right.
Strike two, you know, and then you would embellish it with, he stepped off the mound, you know. All that. Well, the wire went down, so he made up all these decisions, you know. Yeah. Says, all kinds of ideas of what could have gone wrong. You know, he's just making it sound like he's doing it live.
We had a sister station. I worked at Miami's sister station in Ames, I think it was. W-E-W-E, the big wee-wee. What?
Wee-wee weather.
Are you serious?
With God as my witness, that is the absolute truth.
Eighty-four years ago, 1935, Monopoly went on sale for the first time. Over 6 billion little greenhouses have been constructed since Monopoly was introduced. Longest Monopoly game ever. 1,680 hours, that's 70 days straight.
I can believe it.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
We would keep track of the games on the inside lid. So it's fun to go back and see that. My dad always will only buy Park Place and Boardwalk and build those up with hotels, and no one ever lands on it. Yeah. And dad goes broke, and I have to slip him money under the table to keep playing.
But if you buy a strip of those orange ones, New York,
Mediterranean. Tennessee.
We put a bunch of hotels in
and
it.
The green ones are good, too. Yeah, yeah.
67 years ago in 52, King George VI died in his sleep, which immediately elevated his daughter, Elizabeth, as Queen of England.
Now our song. Hello, Queen!
I knew that was coming. Now our song of the day, and it's a good one, and I've always wanted to do this, but never got around to it. 1965, great intro here, this funky little bass line. Then can you give me the drums and the horns here? There you go. Fontella Bass, one of the great rock classics. Come on, baby. Rescue me. This is your timeline.
Rescue me. Take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charms. And I'm lonely. And I'm blue. I need you. And your love, too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby. And rescue me.
Oh, listen to the horns. Name all of her other big hits, Rick. Rick. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, what singer does she remind you of a little bit?
I mean, you know, she.
Rita?
Martha and the Vandellas, a little bit.
That's good. That's really good. Not quite Aretha, but yeah, I think Martha Reeves and the Vandellas is a good one. That's
you liked her metaphor, but mine sucked. That's what you're saying.
What?
I just hers just resonated more with me. Do I get breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah. In a bowl. On the floor.
Oatmeal. Woof. On the floor.
Dang.
You know what? You've lost.
All fours and lap that up.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. He's lost that loving feeling. That was number one on the Shade of 65. 48 years ago, in 71, this is the day that astronaut Alan Shepard hit the first golf ball on the moon. Not just the first golf ball. I don't think there's any other sense then. He used a 6-iron. The ball went 300 yards.
The moon is a par 4, by the way.
Is that right? No. There's a lot of holes. 1982, Centerfold by the J. Geils Band peaks at number one. It's about time we dust that one off again. Maybe next week we'll do Centerfold. 21 years ago, 98, Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys died. He had lung cancer, and he was only 51. The second brother to die, because Dennis died, was in 83, drunk and drowned when he jumped off.
A lot of weird deaths in the early 80s with the water involving water. Natalie Wood.
Oh, others. Yeah. Gosh, the Natalie Wood ones. 21 years ago, 98, Washington National Airport renamed Ronald Reagan National Airport. It's not a bad airport, and boy, it's convenient. I don't know.
I like Reagan Airport.
I like Reagan.
And it's a fun place to land because you're coming in on the right side of the plane usually.
Yeah.
You see the entire Capitol Mall, the White House, all that stuff. It's cool.
How about air traffic controllers sweating bullets watching every plane coming into Washington National?
Yeah.
98, Falco died in a terrible accident in the Dominican Republic. He was 40, best known for Rock Me Amadeus. Severe head injury. His SUV collided with a bus pulling onto a highway. Dangerous travel on many of those Caribbean islands.
Oh,
how many baseball players have been killed?
Five.
Wow.
Five who either were young and just starting or had established, had kid with the Royals. You take your life in your hands.
The roads are not policed.
Dominican is the worst.
Yeah. 13 years ago, 2006, Britney Spears photographed illegally driving around Malibu with her infant son, Sean, sitting in her lap.
But they do that in Louisiana, so she should have been okay with that.
At least she didn't use the baby as a hooker. I mean, we'll give her credit for that.
2014, Jay Leno ends his time on The Tonight Show. And 2018, last year on this date, Elon Musk's company SpaceX launches the Falcon Heavy, the world's most powerful rocket. Birthdays, actor Charles Heaton is 25. He's on Stranger Things, which is very popular.
That film's in my mom's town.
Rick Astley. What song does he done?
Never Gonna Give You Up and Together Forever and Never to Part.
It sounded almost like Rick himself. 53 years old today. Axl Rose, 57. Dead or alive, Fabian?
Dead.
Dead.
He's alive. He's 76.
Alive.
Tom Brokaw is still alive. He's 79. Mike Farrell, Captain B.J. Honeycutt of MASH, 80 today. Dead or alive, Rip Torn?
Alive. Dead.
He's alive at 88. Dearly departed file, Bob Marley would have had a birthday today. He would have been 74 today. He died in 81. 8 days till Valentine's Day. Major League pitchers and catchers report between the February 12th and 9th, depending on the team. The Braves report on February 15th. 22 days until cake here, celebrating birthday and anniversary.
Oh, well.
32 days till we spring forward. 43 days till the first day of spring. And Christmas Day, 322 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's not only a mild morning, it may be the mildest February 6th morning ever since records began in 1872. We're in the mid-60s right now. Mostly cloudy, very warm, with a high today at least 78. We may do better than that. The record is 82. I think the record is safe. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow, at least partial sunshine. Good chance of a record high. Tomorrow's high, 82, would break the record of 81 in 1957. Then showers come in late Thursday night and early Friday as a cold front blasts through the area. Big temperature crash Friday. High temperature only 56. But then falling through the day, windy, colder, down to about 37 first thing Saturday morning. Cool sunshine Saturday with a high in the mid to upper 50s, and then we'll be in the low 60s Sunday. Right now, with cloudy skies, fog in some areas, and it's pretty bad in some spots, but others spots not too bad. Our temperature at the moment is 65 at 639.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
You know, we have talked about my daughter looking into purchasing a home.
Right.
And she's going through what's typical for the first-time home buyer, a little anxious, a little... But really what it is excitement. And now, with the change in the tax code, the brackets have been lowered and deductions have been reduced. So that first mortgage interest deduction can be a complete game-changer When she looked into that, it's a matter of thousands of dollars on her tax refund. That's one good reason to try to call Morris Capuano at 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank. They have programs for people with a little sketchy credit. If you have a minimum down payment, they can work with you. But you got to make the call to Morris first. Nobody will bust butt harder than he does to make it happen for you, your homeownership dream. 409-9300 Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. And we're getting ready to join the folks over at CBS 8.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40 on this Wednesday morning. Apparently, the sign that you've been really successful in your career is the ability to stop doing that career.
A new survey asked people for the top signs that you made it. Some of the top answers are being able to retire early, owning a second home, and having a wine cellar or a hot tub.
Both of those sound good. Let's bring in a three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning,
Don't
guys.
You love Ryan's take on that, though?
Yeah. I don't ever want to stop working because I think people, and I've seen it happen, I love what I do. I think if I stop, I would start to die.
Oh, yeah. You got to do something.
So if it's not from putting cleaning fluid in something I'm cooking, stopping what? Wow. Stopping working. How'd you like those steaks? I did an asbestos rub on those for you.
My lands.
That's right.
Just checking to see if you're paying attention.
No, I agree. You got to be doing something.
Yeah, I really... You really need to be active. A lot of folks that, you know, retire from a job they didn't particularly want to continue, they got their time in and got their pension, they volunteer. You know, they find something that adds meaning to their life.
Even if it's just dusting off the bottles in Ryan's wine cellar, you know.
Hey!
I can assure you, my bottles in my wine cellar do not get dust on them.
let me ask you, since we know about Ryan's wine cellar, do you stack the boxes vertically or do you just put them in a row in the wine cellar? Just curious.
Who told you about my boxed wine?
We have mutual friends. I smell platinum in here somewhere. Anybody...
Platinum?
You can smell platinum. No.
Obviously, Mr. Made It here. He's the one that's...
No.
So I got a platinum card. What's the big deal?
Now you're making me... Do I look reddish?
You deserve it.
That was off the air stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was on the list. I thought I might make mention.
You're not welcome on my private plane anymore.
Oh, well.
Forget
about using his hot tub.
I did have a platinum card, but American Express took it away from me.
Oh.
In the 90s. I could probably get it again because I've restored my credit. You can do that, by the way. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are having a rough time.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you can go. You can do it.
It's a good feeling, too, to... pay off all those bills.
Sure. And get back, you know. See, I'm one of those, mine's kind of been around. I had it, then I lost it, then I had it and lost it. I have it now, but I don't look at it in terms of any of the stuff that's on this list.
Yeah.
I have a great job, great company, work with great people. We get to visit with you.
That's a plus.
I got a lovely wife at home, two cute dogs, a great stepson, and my daughter is making me so proud every day. She's now the official graphic designer for Zoo Miami.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'll take that. Yes. I'll take that, any day of the week.
You love that.
Yeah, that just happened this past week, too.
What are you guys looking forward to on this list as far as making it?
Yeah, because you're still young. You're still building towards a lot of these goals.
What's a sign on this?
It says owning a second home. I would just like to have a first
home. Same.
Box of an apartment.
Yeah. That's the best feeling, Andrew. It's the best feeling in the world when you own your own home.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, after my daughter got a promotion, guess what?
Sounded good. Being able to retire early, owning a home, but a second home. But I just really perked up at the wine cellar and the hot tub.
Exactly.
That's really all I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. Yeah, I have a lot of friends that
I always want to. At some point, I got to get a condo at the beach or something. Oh, so
Oh wow.
Is that your second home? You're gonna get, is that, guess your third
it'll be,
step?
It'll be my third
the
home.
Question is, gotcha. Will the condo at the beach have a hot tub and a wine cellar as well?
He'll fly there in a private plane.
Start with a wine closet and work your way up. You know, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have homes here in the city and then also up at the lake, you know, uh-huh. That's kind of cool. But for me, well, I have enough trouble keeping up with one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not looking
for
that.
No, one's fine. One's fine, thanks.
And it's a nice place. Why would I want to leave it?
Right.
Back to you.
All right, guys. We will catch up with you guys tomorrow morning. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. See you.
Well, that was an interesting little chat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
Oh, I didn't mean that for air. Our air is okay, but the TV air is...
That's right. You did say that off the air. Yeah. Sometimes I get confused with what we say off the air and what we've said on the air here in the studio.
I shouldn't have. That's okay.
It's my error.
That's okay. It's all right.
I suck at this job. Everybody hates me.
It's all right. It's okay.
We have television ratings from last week.
Oh, yeah?
Super Bowl's number one, but there's some interesting sidebars to the Super Bowl story. News about Chris Pratt. And for those who hate Maroon 5, there's a good story about Adam Levine doing a good deed. So all of that's coming up. It is 6:46 on News Talk 93.1. Down to the traffic dungeon, then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch, where we are checking the traffic cams, and there's a lot of traffic coming in off of I-65 South to 85 North. If you're making that change at the interstate interchange, be real careful and watch out for the other traffic. We also see a lot of fog in the Prattville area on the traffic cams, especially around Copps Ford Road and I-65, and you're going to find that in the rural areas as well. Use some care if you're out traveling in the country. The Boulevard's still moving along at a good clip. A little delay at the traffic lights, and we're starting to see bunching up between Wetumpka Highway and Atlanta Highway. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Hump Day. Think how much HR hates this word every Wednesday.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God hates a lot of the same stuff we do. If you're looking for love this Valentine's Day, maybe you should try a new dating app called Hater. It matches people who have mutual dislikes by allowing users to comb through lists of things they might hate, such as bullies, high rent, or having nothing to do. Users of the app simply swipe whether they like or hate each item, and all the things they hate are listed on their profile. Then their profiles are matched with others who hate the same stuff they do. Proverbs 6 tells us a few things God hates: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, and feet that race to do wrong. If you hate these things too, you'll probably be surprised how much you'll enjoy spending time with God. So what if this Valentine's Day I schedule time to meet with Him? God hates sin, but He loves us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Congratulations, River Region. We are living longer. This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Life and Legacy Series presented by the American Council for Asset Protection, an education society. These classes are February 12th, February 19th, February 21st, and February 28th. Come learn how to not outlive your retirement. Also, if you're downsizing, whether it's to a nursing home, an assisted living, or just a smaller house, there'll be a speaker there providing tips and tricks on organizing and downsizing. And then I will be teaching you how to protect your life savings and providing strategies that can help you pay for long-term care and save your assets. Again, it's the Life and Legacy Series, February 12th, 19th, 21st, and 28th. Presented by the American Council for Asset Protection. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's been more than a month since a country award show. The wait is finally over. Tonight, it's the Carrie Underwood Awards, hosted by
Carrie Underwood.
And the ACM Entertainer of the Year is Carrie Underwood.
Entertainer of the Year, Carrie Underwood.
The Oscar goes to Carrie Underwood.
And your favorite Instagram pet is
Carrie Underwood.
The next Iron Chef is
Carrie Underwood.
Don't miss the special tribute to Carrie Underwood, performed by country great Carrie Underwood. And the surprise guest of the night, you guessed it,
Carrie Underwood.
This means so much. Thank you.
Don't miss the Carrie Underwood Awards tonight on CBS.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, the Super Bowl's been the biggest show of the season, but the final numbers, only 98.2 million viewers. I'm sure when Roger Goodell saw those numbers, he was real, real happy. That's going to cost CBS, not CBS, it is going to cost CBS some rebate money on some of the ads that were purchased at 5 million plus, in which they guaranteed a certain number of viewers and failed to achieve it. The on-field interviews, 82 million people stuck around for that. The post-game show must not have been a lot to talk about, you know, 13-3. That still held 54 million. Then the premiere of The World's Best had 22 million viewers.
Was that a game show?
Kind of.
It's an Ellen thing, isn't it?
I don't know if it's an Ellen thing because I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. But it's
I don't like Ellen.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
No, it's not my mood. I just don't like it.
Anywho, they had a magician guy trying to free himself from
dancing. It's not funny. What you were saying?
I didn't watch it, so I can't say.
Well, of the 82 million or 98 million people that watched the game, only 76 million set up pass when that show came on. And the one you like is Bull. Bull is not in the top 20. Did it run this week? Oh, Ellen's thing is that Game of Games.
Yeah, this was their late night host was hosting.
Joey likes The Masked Singer. That
I like
number
that
11.
Too.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Who was the guy kicked off last week?
I don't know. It seems like we might have watched ours out of order, but Margaret Cho was on there, and Terry Bradshaw was on there. Not going to say who they were in case somebody's DVR'd it and not seen it yet.
Yeah,
but
we didn't have that problem years ago. You could talk about a show the next day.
Right. Because nobody was waiting to watch it on their home video cassette recording machine.
Well, you know, we have very, very busy lives these days, and we have to DVR things. And
from our,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
Department, Jennifer Lawrence is engaged, and Charlie Sheen says he won't get married again.
Who is Jennifer Lawrence engaged to? I didn't even know she was seriously dating anybody. Did she date Chris from Coldplay? Hang on. What's happening?
Coldplay, Maroon 5, and who's Nickelback? They're all the same band.
No, they're not. People.
All right. Don't gump up on me, okay?
Don't gump up on you.
That's funny. That's a funny expression. Don't gump up on me.
Michael Bolton was on an Australia network morning show and fell asleep during an interview.
Was he listening to his music?
Probably. I mean, you know, when he threw his head back with that wiry, explosive hair, you could see he had, like, you know that lizard that has the red thing that comes out underneath to scare other lizards away? Mm-hmm. He had, like, that. His throat would bulge out.
Can you play a note for one of his songs by any chance?
I think.
Because I'm kind of into it.
I don't have a lot of time, but I think this.
Oh, there you go. There's some Bolton.
Modern Family will end not after this season, but the one coming up that starts this fall.
Now it's Aged Family, pretty much. It's
Chris Pratt says Star-Lord Jay was an idiot in the last Avengers.
Yeah, well, he was.
Jane Seymour.
He was.
Jane Seymour, this is kind of cool. Jane Seymour is dating a guy she met 40 years ago.
Oh,
probably before she became the big deal of the day and big actress and I'm too good for you, and now she's kind of, you know, old actresses don't die, they just kind of fade away. I think Douglas MacArthur sent that.
What?
You know why I'm doing that? Because I'm looking for something.
Oh, okay.
To augment this bit. I think this is the only one I have left. Darn.
My mother used to say, men are idiots. She also said, Jane, you're a moron if you depend on a man. Get a stupid pet instead. Well, she was right on both counts. And that's the inspiration behind my open leash collection. Have a look. Kind of looks like, maybe I have it upside down. No, that's not it. Oh, well, whatever. You get the idea. Instead of a human companion, get yourself a pet and then put this thing around its neck. It's the universal symbol of pets and love. This Valentine's Day, kick your man to the curb and buy this piece of junk for Fido or Fluffy instead.
She did a lot of those that's from a while back. Still in the system. Bradley Cooper says he felt embarrassed when he found out he didn't get an Oscar nomination for Best Director for A Star Is Born. And I think that's it. Steve Tyler has opened a home for abused and neglected girls in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's his second one.
And the Maroon 5 story is a good one. You know, everybody was mocking them for the Super Bowl show and all that, but news anchor from Wisconsin named Ted Perry shared a story from a few years back when Adam Levine was in town, gracious enough to meet a local girl who was terminally ill, and they only gave him less than a day's notice to put that in his schedule. He had a limo sent to pick up the girl and her mother, brought to the venue, went backstage, took photos, got to watch the show right there on the side of the stage. She passed away the next day.
The next day.
So he did a good thing and did it just in the nick of time.
I like hearing that. Yeah.
So for Adam Levine, for all of the rest of your...
Please clap.
That was Adam. the applaud.
Yeah, he's not a monster or anything. Or
they're not bad guys, and they're not bad musicians.
They're not?
No, you see...
They've just done their...
I wouldn't...
The PWNBTs, the people with nothing better to do, they got nothing to do but complain. So if it's not Maroon 5, it's some other thing they're whining and complaining about.
I wouldn't compare Rat Poison to Nickelback. You know what I mean?